Yo, we're back. Episode 2, What's Your Fly Fishing Orgasm? I'm the Foul Hooked Whitey, and this is my co-host, Brandon Booty.
What up?
Booty. But we're up. We're talking about something absolutely stupid. But what's your fly fishing orgasm, right? And during our quick break, you know, I looked at you and I said, you know, straight up, I said, we all have one. There's a reason we do this, because we're you know, we talked about how that stream that I was fishing this 2 weeks ago, a week ago, whatever, I verbalized to you what a competent spin guy could do with a lure on that same creek. And you just kept shaking your head saying he would destroy it.
Yeah.
He would destroy it. Because you know.
Yeah, there's no doubt that they, yeah.
It's easier.
I mean, those lures, you talk.
It's easier. I mean, we're talking about orgasms here. We're not talking about spin fishing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's no orgasm in spin fishing. At least not for me. Can't come doing that. Okay. A guy that can do that proficiently, we choose to fish with a fly for a reason, because it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Right? And it becomes, the more you do it and the better you get, it's harder to come.
Yeah.
It's harder to find that fly fishing orgasm.
Yeah. We get pickier.
Yeah. It just becomes, you know, only certain things get us off. At least that's what it's become for me. Okay? So in episode 1, we talked about the gear guy and how he's the easiest and the quickest to come, right? Just bam. Oh, my God. You know, sir, here's your 9'6" weight coming out of the tube. Oh, right there at the counter. He's done. There's no fishing that can fucking make him come better than that, right? That's the point. The pretender. I talked about the pretender.
Yeah.
And the pretender is the guy, or the gal, I guess, that just, it's enough for them to come just thinking they're part of the sport. I don't mean part no club or click or part of the shop or nothing like that. I just mean part of it, meaning you engage. They engage in fucking fishing, right? So the pretender comes by just being in the shop.
Yeah, talking about it.
That's right. The phone sex guy. Yeah. That's what the pretender is your phone sex guy, right? Just that's enough to get the dude off, right? Right. So then we come into now the pro. You know what's a pro? A pro isn't just a guide. A pro is somebody that has enough mastery that they know that if conditions are right, they're going to roll fish.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't got to go in and ask either, you know.
They just kind of know they're good enough. You know, they got their routine. They got their program. They got their definition of what works, right? And they're much more difficult to come.
Yeah.
Their pros are harder to get off because their fly fishing orgasm is 100% results. I'm not saying there's not emotion in it for them. I'm not saying there's not drive in it. I'm not saying they get bored or routine with it. But let's face it. I don't know about you, but I'm a pro.
Yeah, I'd consider myself a pro.
I'm a pro. I mean, I'm only a pro in the sense that I know what I'm doing, and I know that it produces results.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? I don't care if you're a fucking chimpanzee pro, an orangutan, or a gorilla like me. I don't care, right? Whatever it is, you're good at it, and that's a pro in fly fishing, okay? A pro, to have their fly fishing orgasm, has to basically either top what they've done before or come close to what they've done before. You know, I say a lot when I go out and wade fish, I'm looking for one or two.
Does it depend on the day and the river you're on?
No.
Okay.
Not really. I think the expectations are there. You know, I fished, you know, everybody knows I'm moving to the 307.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I'm going to be, you know, a Thermopolis guy from now on, right, in the near future. And, you know, down I floated a stretch of a very popular river in and around that area. Obviously, people know what I'm talking about. but I'm not going to tell the guy in Saudi Arabia where it is. That's one. Get it?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
one
yeah,
of
yeah.
our 10 listeners. You know, fucking a Saudi Arabian guy who fly fishes doesn't have a fucking clue who he's listening to, right? So the pro is only going to get off if he beats what he's done. That is so fucking hard.
Yeah, that's hard.
Right? No comparison to the pretender. No comparison to the gear guy. The best fisherman that I know who works for me, and everybody knows him, his name's Cootie. Okay. He is the best fisherman I know.
Yeah, he's good. It doesn't matter the species or anything.
There's so much to it. That's a whole nother. You could do a 5-part Cootie podcast.
Yeah.
Just on the fucking game. I'm not talking about knowledge here, and I'm not talking about smarts, because God knows he's got all of that when it comes to fly fishing, right? But fucking results, nobody in my world is fucking better. And he's don't give a fuck who they are. I really mean that. I don't care if they're a guide on the horn for 20 years or they're fucking a celebrity that has 20,000, you know, social media followers or more. I don't care. He's the fucking best. He's, you know, if fly fishing was like an NFL league, I mean, that fucker, I mean, he'd be like best QB, best running back, best D line. He'd be fucking every position, because no matter where he goes, he's going to max out his opportunity. He's a pro. He's a pro.
Yeah.
And I don't know this because I don't know what Cootie's fly fishing orgasm is. I got a feeling because he's a pro, it's something oversized.
Yeah, 100%.
Shit, like no doubt, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's not gonna be any 16 incher that's gonna get Cootie hard. Okay. All right, that's enough of that. He's gonna hate. I spoke about him like that. So besides the pro. Right, who I basically described as the most difficult to achieve a fly fishing orgasm, right? Because of the expectations, the magnitude of it, right? Finally, our fourth category of angler, the heart of gold guy, the heart of gold angler.
Okay.
All right. You know what? When I say that, what do you think that would be like? Well, who is that?
I would say if I was to guess, the guy who doesn't give up even when conditions are tough, he's going out there in 0 degrees.
There wouldn't be any wrong answer you could give me. The heart of gold angler is everything, just meaning he has the core element to having an orgasm down, and that's enjoyment. It's all enjoyment.
Okay.
Right? This motherfucker actually likes watching other people catch fish. And there's not a bunch of those. Yeah. There's not a bunch. I'm explaining this right. I'm saying that a majority of the anglers that are out there that are active, not a pretender, you can put the gear guy in this category, and certainly the pros. Out of all the tons of anglers, how many of them do you think like to see that dude within sight range catch something in front of you? I mean, if it's my sugar, sure, I want her to do
well.
If it's my grandson, different.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, am I wrong? I mean,
no, so you're right.
You're a guide. You're drifting. You got a good day going. All of a sudden, you see this boat in front of you hook up. You see the one fucking in between you and that one hook up, and you haven't hooked up right then. And you want to see that?
No.
The heart of gold angler does.
He wants to see everyone
eat. He's selfless.
Yeah.
He's selfless. There's no part of it for him that involves me, but not them. Right? He's that motherfucker that actually will row all day for you.
Yeah.
And not ask for a thing.
Yeah.
That's the heart of gold angler to me. Right? And the heart of gold angler in our sport has by far the most sincere, fulfilling orgasm, because it's all selfless.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it. It's all giving.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yep.
Jesus, this is bad material.
No, I like it.
That's why the Heart of Gold angler wins. That's why they win, because they have the most potent orgasms, and you obviously know the differences, right?
Yeah.
Right? God knows I do. Okay? There's you know, are all orgasms the same?
No.
Nope. They're not. Okay? And so this particular angler has the best orgasms, right? And he's the easiest to achieve them. He's the angler that wins when it comes to the best fly fishing orgasm.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
You're speechless.
I never thought about it like that.
Who the fuck would?
Yeah, no.
Who the fuck would think about that but me? That's why I'm the foul hooked whitey. All right. So I'm gonna reveal to our 10 listeners. Okay, I'm gonna reveal my fly fishing orgasm.
Okay.
It's twofold. So, you know, am I easy to get off? No. Do I get off every time? No. Does gear impress me? Yes, but it's no main focus, and I get it all for free. So I'm not motivated by gear at all. Okay? I'm definitely not a pretender. That's for damn fucking sure. Okay. So, number one, I'm a lot like the pro. If I don't catch something substantial, then the entire day, psychologically, sporting wise, was unfulfilling. I did not come.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I mean, I went. I tried to fuck.
Yeah.
But I couldn't come. Okay. The other thing is that because I am somebody that works a lot, it's really important when you're in fly fishing, when you're in the industry like me, you have got to be able to separate your personal fishing time and your fucking business. I could never explain to our 10 listeners, including the dude in Saudi Arabia, okay? I could never explain to them the difference between the two. I talk fucking fly fishing 24/7.
Yeah.
And I still am an avid pro. Okay? You better watch that. Because, I mean, I know a lot of guides that don't fish during the season at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I mean, it's not just because I only have one day off and then I have 9 more fucking guided days. It's because I'm busy. I have other shit to do with such little time off during the season. And I'm sure there's a little bit of, you couldn't fucking pay me to be out on a river on my one day off out of 12 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying they're not pros or avid or into it and all that or can't get off. I'm just making the point that you've got to keep those two things fucking separate. And I've done a good job by that, doing that, because I try to avoid people. Oh my God. Like, oh my God. It's all about solo with me. That allows me to 100% as a person, as a man, as a business dude, it allows me to recharge. Yeah. I don't do anything else that really lets me recharge. The irony is that I'm in the industry, and the act of the industry is what rejuvenates me mentally, right?
Yeah.
So I come two ways. My fly fishing orgasm is results coupled with effort to get the results. Casting a lot, waiting a lot, putting in the time, right?
Yeah.
Putting in the miles. You understand that?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, there's more gratification doing it on foot than there is slinging it from the boat.
There is a lot more gratification. Way more.
You feel the ground feels you. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not one of those fucking, you know, green hippies. Thanks. I love green hippies. I'm not that, but I'm somebody that does feel like, if I can go 5, 6, 7 hours alone, meaning not having to talk, okay, doing the one recreation, the one outdoor activity that I do, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. If I get that by myself and I end up having some good results, boing, you know, I mean, I have my fly fishing orgasm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The second thing is that, again, fusing my professional life with my personal life and my sporting life, right, as angler, I get that step away. I'm able to maintain both of those without getting fucking sick of either.
Yeah, shoot, I would never even think about
that. Shit, it's like
that. That's got to be hard, though.
Motherfucker, if I have to say Copper John one more time, I'm going to jump off a bridge. I'm kidding. I love Copper Johns. Okay, you get it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get it? I mean, that's just the point. It's the same as you, you know, oh, I got a day off. I just work six in a row.
Yeah.
I'm going to run down to the fucking Horn, and I'm going to float it and fish it wade fishing. You're not going to do that.
Yeah, I probably won't do that.
Yeah, you might go walk and wade somewhere, but you're not going to do that.
Yeah,
you know, you're keeping it separate. You may not know you're doing it, but you are. You have to, especially long term, right? Even something as great and as with much magnitude as the sport of fly fishing and being able for all of us to achieve that orgasm, right? It's that great.
Yeah.
What's better than an orgasm?
I mean, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing is better. So that's why we're fly fishermen, is because we have the best orgasms when we do what we do.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Well, thank you. You've said that a lot. I'm on it. I
agree with that.
Oh, yeah, well, it's true, right? I mean, that's just how I feel. So you got anything else on this tawdry subject?
No, I would add I like sharing the moment with...
We didn't reveal your fly fish. I apologize.
You're fine. There's only like...
Talk, baby.
There's only like three or less people I like to fish with. And I'd like to enjoy that success. I don't want to sound weird about it, but I'd like to enjoy that success, you know, with someone else. You know what I mean?
I mean, so basically, so for you to have a fly fishing orgasm booty, I want to break this down. You like to be with a select number of friends, which is pretty tiny.
Yeah, right? Very tiny.
And then share that day fishing with them so you can both share and, you know, each other doing well.
Or catching that fish, you know.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Preferably it's going to be wading throwing streamers, preferably.
Okay, there we go. There's another nuance to what gets booty off.
Yeah.
Okay, so in what else can give you a fly fishing orgasm? Can you get a fly fishing orgasm working?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say can. Yeah.
If obviously my, you know, I just care about my boat.
Yeah, of course. Right?
I mean, it's cool if everyone's doing good.
Well, that's the pro in you.
But yeah, obviously, you know, I care about people on my boat.
Yeah.
And when they have a killer day and, you know, they're catching, you know, personal bests and stuff, it's, you know, it's nice.
You can come that way.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, good. All right. Well, okay, thank you. All right. Well, that's it. Jesus Christ, I can't even take any more of this. Okay? Foul-hooked Whitey, Brandon Booty, what's your fly fishing orgasm? We're out. Peace.